Good morning, sir. Could you please state your name and your ADC number?
Reginald White, 175445.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing, and this is concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant of arrest.
All right.
Okay. I see that you signed a form that notified you about this hearing on April 13th. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of those rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or will you be representing yourself today, sir?
Representing myself.
Okay, that's fine. The attorney's optional anyway. This morning we have two board members conducting your hearing. We're authorized by Dr. Wright for a two-member panel, and the two members are the Honorable David Neal and myself. My name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be chairing your hearing. Also with us in the room is Mr. Westby, who's a community corrections officer with the Department of Corrections. So we'll represent the department and your parole officer in this hearing. So before we start, Mr. White and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. White? Thank you both. Mr. White, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if you violated the terms and conditions of your supervision. And then in phase two, we'll determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. White, I'm going to read the allegation from your warrant to you. And when I'm done reading it, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. Okay, Mr. White?
All right.
Here's the allegation. And this is starts phase one of your hearing. The allegation is you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to establish residency at Transitional Living Communities, Sunny Slope, located at 9430 North 11th Avenue in Phoenix, on or about January 12, 2018, as verbally directed on January 12, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. White, is this true or false?
True.
It's true? Okay. So based on Mr. White's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
So motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Neal. So Mr. White, we can move on to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we go any further, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give Mr. Neal and me some background information about your case. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back to talk with you some more. Mr. Westby?
On January 12, 2018, Mr. White was released from DOC. He was arrested March 16, 2018 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody March 16, 2018, with an adjusted CCD of July 19, 2018, 63 abscondes. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 2003, aggravated assault, 2.5 years. 2007, burglary, second degree, 7 years. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 404, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. STG Gang Information notes, he's a member of Southside Bloods, Phoenix Criminal Street Gang. Prior terms of supervision, 2004, TIS release, arrested for prostitution, absconded 65 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2013, TIS release, absconder, 2 days, revoked by the BOEC. His discipline is moderate, with drugs and violence noted. Other arrest, 2002, prostitution, Arizona County Jail. 2002, aggravated assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2004, prostitution, Arizona County Jail. 2005, prostitution, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2005, prostitution, felony conviction, probation. 2006, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2006, prostitution, Arizona County Jail. And all other arrests, no charges were filed. His community risk score is a G5V6.
Thank you, Mr. Raspi. Okay, back to you, Mr. White. It looks like we have a little bit of a written case summary here, and it looks like you were assigned to go to TLC, but you didn't go. What happened?
Because I already didn't want to go, and I was staying with my mom.
Okay, and had you mentioned that to your parole officer that you were going to stay?
I tried to explain that before I even left the office when I first got out, but they said no matter what, since they wasn't approved, I would have to get a place with my, they would have to find a place before I left the office, so I allowed them to find a place, and I just decided not to go because it was closer to where I was, my mom's house is just down the road from where the office was, anyway.
Okay.
So I stayed there, and I started working at McDonald's in Center Street in McDowell.
Okay.
And basically,
okay.
I stayed out of trouble until I crossed the road of from where our house is, the other side of the sidewalk, without the light on my bike, and that's how the cop caught me, pulled me over.
So you were on your bike that day when Phoenix PD picked you up? Okay.
Yes, and it was the middle, it was kind of during the dark time where you have to have your light on, and there was an open container of alcohol on the bottom of my thing, and I didn't realize it because I had let someone else use my bike, so I'm not really going to blame that on them. I just blame it on my stupidity of not having my light on my bike. That's basically how I got pulled over.
Okay. Now, were you drinking that beer or no?
No, I wasn't. I may not have shown up to the TLC living thing, but I was working, and then I was going to NA classes down on 11th Street and 11th Way and the Hope House.
Uh-huh.
I was taking little classes there, but I was trying to stay out of trouble as much as I could before I got in trouble. But
okay.
But either way, I know I expounded from my parole, so that's how I look at it.
Had you had a drug problem before?
Yeah, I had a drug problem. That's why I was arrested for 2.5 years.
Okay, and what drug was it that you used?
I was using crystal meth.
Okay, meth. Okay. All right, sir. Let's see if I have any other questions. I do not have another question for you, but Mr. Neal, do you have a question?
No, I don't.
Okay. I guess I did think of something else. You said you were working at McDonald's?
Yeah, on 7th Street and McDonald's.
Right. Okay. Did you work there the entire time?
Yeah, I was working and I was going to school, so I never got in trouble.
So what were you going to school for? What were you going to school for?
For beauty colleges.
Okay. All right.
That's the reason why you really never... The cops never really pulled me over, or I never got messed with, because you just see me go to work. So, I mean, I live in a well-known area where the cops just constantly drive around, so it's just like...
All right, sir. Well, we're coming toward the end of your hearing. We want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement, if you'd like to, without repeating something you've already told us. Is there anything else you'd like the board to know?
No.
Okay, sir. Well, the board is going to go into discussion. And while we're in discussion, we just ask that you remain there on the phone and remain silent, and then we'll be back with a decision for you. Okay, sir?
All right.
All right. The board is now in discussion. Mr. White was released and absconded for 63 days. Did not want to go live at transitional living communities because it was too far away. So we went and stayed with his mom. He did tell his parole officer that, but that residence was not approved for him. So he does have two prior terms of truth and sentencing community release, during which both of those he absconded as well. So I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for community supervision, but I've listened to anything you have to say. But no, okay. Then based on the information in warrant 2018W0220, our discussion with Mr. White and information provided by Mr. Raspi of the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. White was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding from supervision.
Second.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Neal. Mr. White, back to you. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, and we're showing currently a release date of July 19th. So if you want to find out more specific on that, you can talk to your CO3.
All right.
So we wish you the best, sir. I hope we never see you in orange again. We always wish that for everyone. So please stay out of trouble, and thank you very much for participating in the hearing today.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. If you give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it.
All